Documented Voices is produced in collaboration with Cabrini Immigrant Services of New York and made possible by the generous support of the Citizens Committee for New York City's Neighborhood Grant Program. The following is an interview with Documented Voices student Brenda Barsalo.
My name is Brenda Barsalo. I am 30 years old. I was born and raised in Peru. Raised the other half of my life in Atlanta, Georgia, and now I live here in New York. I like getting outdoors anytime I can outside of the city. I used to jog around Central Park, and but I like going to the real outdoors, like upstate New York or more north. I like spending time with my dog. I have a Cocker Spaniel, a senior Cocker Spaniel. He's almost 13 years old. And I like volunteering my time with animals in general, either like little farms or animal shelters, gardens, anything that has to do with the outdoors and non-city life. And a specific time for me was around my junior year high school, or junior, senior, somewhere between that time where I decided to get a driver's license. I think I was getting ready to go to college, so I had to get a driver's license. The school I was planning on going to was about an hour away, 45 minutes away from home. So I realized I couldn't get a driver's license because I didn't have a social security number and other documents that were required to get one. I was a little confused to why. At that point, I was young. I just wanted to drive a car. I was just a little bit confused to why. As a matter of fact, my mom wasn't completely sure what was their situation until we, overstayed our visa and we became undocumented. It took a few years for me to realize what the extent of being undocumented was. However, I still made it to college. I still drove, unfortunately, without a driver's license for many years, but I still had to make it to work and school. So I have to say that was the defining moment. I also wanted to travel. I wanted to go to study abroad on my first year of college or my second year of college, but then that wasn't possible. From the very beginning, I've been wanting to go to vet school. I wanted to get some practice on wildlife and Africa. Yeah. It's just been my life, It's I learned, as all of the DACA recipients have learned, to cope with all the difficulties and all the obstacles that we've had. However, we're still working on going to school, working our jobs, raising families, just being our own selves, regardless of the obstacles. As many DACA recipients know, it's difficult to go to school financial-wise, but I think we're still making it. Well, the main goal is to go to vet school and accomplish my education goals. That's the main goal. That's a long-term goal. Short-term goals to finish my undergrad coming up this summer and moving out of New York to reach my education goals, yeah. To reach my goals, I would need support. Support from my family, support from friends, financial support. The good thing that I've always, even though it's taken me so many years to accomplish a degree, over 10 years now, I've always had the support of my parents and my family members. So that I never had the lack of support from them. But then, me as being a DACA recipient, unfortunately, we don't have the financial support from this country. So that would be very helpful. It's been long. It's been very long. However, I never felt like I wanted to give up. I'm very grateful for my persistence of just going back to school, even though I had to take a few semesters off because of work or because I just couldn't afford tuition. But I've always found myself going back to school and hopefully now taking my last two classes and graduating by the summer. I would tell them to keep going, to not get discouraged, to not give up on getting their education or getting to anywhere they want to get to. Just be consistent and just, you know, get there. Eventually, whether it's 2 years, 4 years, or 10 years, or more than that, people can get to achieve their goals. I believe that most families decide to emigrate and, you know, come here to the United States to find better opportunities for their children more than for themselves. So both of my parents decided to come from Peru to find just a better opportunity in life, better education, better housing, better opportunities in general. However, my mother did not know what we were going to get into when we came, and we overstayed our visa after 6 months, I believe. We were able to extend it for another 6, but then after that, that was it. So definitely better opportunities for us, for my brother and I, and we're thankful for that, regardless of all the obstacles that we found years later.
Listen to more documented voices at www.losherederos.org.